This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're listening to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today's show explores the wondrous musical movement that blossomed in the 60s, with fuzzy guitars, all sorts of eerie tape effects, and the sound of Indian sitars. It was a sound that exploded with some truly magical albums by the Beatles, like Revolver and Sgt. Pepper's, albums that went on to influence popular music all over the world. Yes, today's show focuses on Latin psychedelia and the trippy soundscapes that young musicians recorded a few decades ago in Peru, Brazil, Argentina, and Colombia. So, Josh, are you feeling psychedelic?
I'm feeling very psychedelic tonight, Ernesto, and I promise that no substances have been ingested, strictly musical enjoyment.
So what are we starting with? I think you have some psychedelic Chicano rock for us, right?
I do, Ernesto. You know, I've always been a big fan of El Chicano, and I know we both have a personal connection to one of the members, Rudy Regalado, who you magically got to appear at my bachelor party several years ago. But, you know, one of the things that I suppose I've always loved about the band is that they were one of the first to introduce kind of a psychedelic and trippy Chicano rock vibe. You know, I always feel like Santana gets all the attention when we talk about Latin rock from the 60s and 70s, but I find I listen to El Chicano actually a lot more. Let's check out what I think is probably their greatest instrumental. This is a track called Viva Tirado.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Continuing with our show devoted to Leiden's psychedelia, that was the song Young People by the Peruvian band We All Together, formed in 1971 in Lima, Peru. There was a whole generation, Josh, of bands out of Lima, very much influenced by the Rolling Stones and the Beatles, wanted to create their own brand of music. They sang in English with really some endearing results at times, but also some great music, some great rhythms, and a lot of psychedelia. We All Together actually continued. They did a reunion, a revival, until 2011. That's the year when they finally called it quits, but definitely worth investing their first few albums from the early 70s. That was We All Together, and I think it segs really well into the track that we have coming up now, which it was recorded decades later, right?
Yes, astute listeners of the Latin Alternative will note that I'm a big fan of Ocote Soul Sounds. This is a group that, you know, has more of a cult following. It's two guys from Austin, Texas, Adrian Quesada, who Adrian plays in like three or four different groups besides Ocote Soul Sounds. He's also the instigator behind Brownout, who we're going to play actually after this song, as well as Grupo Fantasma. It's a collaboration between Adrian and Martin Perna, who was one of the founders of the Latin ska band King Chango. They were really big in the late 90s, but this is a very different vibe. Ocote Soul Sounds is kind of this mix of retro late night funk meets psychedelic sounds. It's very trippy, and yeah, it's timeless. You couldn't tell whether this was recorded in 1973 or 2013, which is one of the things I like about it. So we're going to check out the song The Grand Elixir, and this is taken from their album The Alchemist Manifesto. You're listening to The Latin Alternative and our inaugural episode dedicated exclusively to Latin psychedelia. We just heard Austin, Texas crew Brownout with the track Pole Position. These guys specialize in what they call hardcore Latin funk. And this song is a little more mellow, but it's got that kind of slinky, trippy Latin funk vibe going on. That was Pole Position, and that was from their 2009 album, Aguilas and Cobras.
And now we're going to the land of the samba and bossa nova. We're going to Brazil. Maybe some of our listeners don't know that psychedelia had a huge effect on Brazil. Brazil is a very cannibalistic musical country. It really is downright rapacious when it gets to assimilating foreign musical genres. And I think partly that's one of the reasons why they're one of the musically richest countries in the world. The Beatles were hugely successful in Brazil, and also all the psychedelic bands like Pink Floyd and early Moody Blues and whatnot. So in Brazil, you had artists like Milton Nascimento, also early Roberto Carlos and his songwriting partner Erasmo Carlos, and you had one of the quintessential Latin psychedelic bands, Os Mutantes, and we're going to listen to their stuff later. But now I brought, Josh, one of my favorite tracks, in fact, of all Brazilian music. This is just a song that's really endearing to me. This is Erasmo Carlos, and the thing about Erasmo Carlos is that his career is usually connected with the career of crooner Roberto Carlos, who is the best-selling artist in the history of Brazilian music. He has sold millions of records and favors a very syrupy, lush sort of Latin pop sound. But few people know that at the beginning of his career, he was just a young guy with long hair and a rock and roll guitar, and he was part of the movement called Jovem Guarda, the new wave of Brazilian rock and roll. Now, in 1972, Erasmo Carlos records a solo album, and at the very end of the LP, there's this track that just oozes psychedelia and the melancholy feelings that come with it. It's just a very nostalgic track. It creates like an instant feeling of nostalgia. So I hope you like it, Josh. This is Erasmo Carlos from 1972 with the track Meu Mar. Lugar onde eu for morar
This is the Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
You're listening to the Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Continuing with our show devoted to Latin psychedelia, and I hope this will be the first of many, Josh. We just heard La Danza del Millonario, the Dance of the Millionaire by Chicha Libre. From Brazil, we went to Peru, where psychedelia also had, it was very much assimilated. Now, in a different way, because in Brazil, psychedelia was assimilated and incorporated by artists who are more into like pop and rock and singer-songwriter stuff. And in Peru, something very interesting happened. Psychedelia found many points in common with the cumbia, with the chicha music that was recorded in the, especially in the 70s, in the first half of the 70s. There were all these groups doing something, a sound called cumbia amazónica. Cumbia from the Amazons, and you had this really trippy songs of cumbia with electric guitars and delay, all this bizarre electronic effects, just some great stuff. And inspired in all that movement from the 70s and the 80s, Chicha Libre was created by a Frenchman in New York. The band has many different instrumentalists from all over the place. It's a great party band to see live. So we heard Danza del Millonario. This is a track released on the record Canibalismo a couple of years ago.
And now I thought we could hop over to Colombia. Many people know Hector Buitrago as one half of the Colombian rock duo Aterciopelados. But in 2006, he actually put out a solo album, and it pretty much got overshadowed by his colleague Andrea Chiveri. She put out a very big Grammy-nominated album that same year. But Hector put out a very mellow solo record. You know, Hector typically, you know, in the band, he's not doing very much vocals. So when his solo album came out, I think a lot of people just kind of overlooked it. But his record Conector, and it was a very psychedelic record, had a few really magical moments. And this song, Música Somos, very mellow tune, features guest vocals actually from the Mexican alternative rock icon Julieta Venegas. And, you know, I just feel like it's a very nice pairing. So going back to 2006, this is Hector Buitrago with Julieta Venegas and the song Música Somos, or We Are Music.
Estrellas brillando en un mar sin fin.
Dos estrellas, un mar sin fin.
Somos la misma rosa creciendo en este jardín.
La misma rosa en este jardín.
Todos música somos.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
pongo muy triste cuando me dices que te vas, que te vas, que te vas, que te vas. Na, 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 na. Que te vas. Yo sé que todas las flores del campo se marchitan si te vas, si te vas, que te vas, si te vas.
Wow, I just love that sound effect at the very end. That was Flores Silvestres and the Salsa Psicodélica of Fruco y Sus Tesos, one of the golden nuggets of the Salsa Mega Orchestra from the 70s, from their arguably their best time. They were really prolific and creative at that time. This was Fruco y Sus Tesos, part of a generation that decided to embrace Afro-Caribbean music, tropical beats, also with psychedelia. So they created this movement that was called Salsa Psicodélica. It was great. You had records coming on that sound from New York, also in Venezuela, in Colombia. Also, Fruco y Sus Tesos at the time had some incredible singers. Joe Arroyo, the inimitable singer-songwriter of Colombian tropical music, was the lead vocalist on this track. And on the coros, on the backup vocals, we could hear the work of Wilson Manjoma, another tremendous singer from Colombia. So, Fruco y Sus Tesos and their psychedelic salsa. Now, I think we're coming back to the present, right, Josh?
That's right, Ernesto. You know I'm a huge fan of power pop, and I like it even more when it's embraced by a band that also has a big psychedelic appreciation, I should say, for psychedelia. And Banda de Turistas are a bunch of young 20-somethings from Buenos Aires, Argentina, who I think have a real deep respect for psychedelic rock, as well as the British invasion. You know, these guys, like I said, this first record of theirs, Magical, a Radiophonic Heart, came out in 2009. I think they were like 20, 21 at the time. And it featured a song that really grabbed my attention. It had a very unusual song title as well. Un verdadero cajón de madera, or I guess like a real wooden cajón. A cajón is a percussion instrument from Peru. And I don't actually hear any cajón being played on this song, which makes the title all the more psychedelic, I suppose.
Well, I think it could also mean a coffin, you know, because there's in Argentina, there's they sometimes use the word cajón to refer, like in a colloquial way, to refer to a coffin. So it could be a real coffin made out of wood. That's we should ask Banda de Turistas what they meant by that title, I guess.
I will ask them that when I'm down in Buenos Aires in November, but I think either song title translation is trippy and psychedelic. And these guys, what really wowed me about this song was their vocal harmonies and the fact that if you heard the song, you would really wonder, like, was this song recorded in 1968 or was it recorded yesterday? So these guys, Banda de Turistas from Buenos Aires, Argentina, let's listen to the track Un Verdadero Cajón de Madera.
Hi everybody, I am Patricio from Banda de Turistas.
Hi, I'm Luis from Banda de Turistas.
You are listening to The Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Mensageiro natural de coisas naturais. Quando eu falava dessas cores mórbidas, quando eu falava desses homens sórdidos, quando eu falava desse temporal, você não escutou, você não quer acreditar. Mas isso é tão normal, você não quer acreditar. Eu apenas era cavaleiro marginal, lavado em Ribeirão. Cavaleiro negro que viveu mistérios, cavaleiro e senhor de casa e árvores, sem querer nem dominical. Cavaleiro marginal, banhado em Ribeirão. Conheci as torres e os cemitérios, conheci os homens e os seus velórios. Quando olhava da janela lateral do quarto de dormir, você não quer acreditar. Mas isso é tão normal, você não quer acreditar. Mas isso é tão normal, um cavaleiro marginal, banhado em Ribeirão, você não quer acreditar.
Well, you know, Josh, you always accuse me of liking the slow songs. And when you mentioned this idea that, you know, thank you for bringing up this idea of doing a show devoted to Latin psychedelic. It's one of my favorite subgenres. So I was just really happy to help you compile this. And I thought that, you know, I like the quintessential psychedelia tracks with the fuzzy guitars and like the weird organs and keyboards and whatnot and the tape effects. But something that I really enjoy about Latin psychedelia is the slower songs, the melancholy, the bittersweet songs that are just seeped in nostalgia. And I think Brazil did that particularly well. I think in Brazilian psychedelia, you can find all these songs that would be ideal for the soundtrack of some European movie or something like that, just shot in black and white, perhaps. And this is such a tune. This was Paisagem da Janela, the landscape that goes through the window, that appears through the window, from a mythical album of Brazilian music, Clube da Esquina, from 1972. And this is a great year for Latin music, 72 was. Clube da Esquina was a collaboration spearheaded by Milton Nascimento. Then he was an emerging talent. Of course, now he's recognized as one of Brazil's most just amazing singer-songwriters. He collaborated with Lo Borges and a bunch of other very creative people on Clube da Esquina. There was, of course, a second installment recorded in 78. This song was from the first one, which was, I would say about half of it was just a straight Brazilian psychedelic album. Highly recommended.
And now we're going to turn our attention to a gem that I believe Ernesto and I both only recently discovered via a reissue album called Peru Bravo, or I guess Brave Peru. Peru always had a pretty strong psychedelic scene. And this group, La Gonia, I know very little about. Ernesto, I appreciate that you brought this track to my attention a few weeks ago. But it's featured on this compilation, Peru Bravo. And this track is Bahia. Ernesto, if you know anything about this band, please enlighten us.
You're putting me in a difficult spot, but all I can tell you is that Peru Bravo is yet another compilation, one of those recently released compilations that shed light on this obscure, you know, I did not spend any time in Lima, Peru, but it's great to see that there was all this amazing scene of psychedelic rock. So La Gonia was one of those bands. Next time we play the track, I'll have some more information.
All right, well, let's check it out. This is La Gonia with the track Bahia.
Yeah.
It's The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
I'd like to sing the music lighted with the heat of the sun. I drew the flags high on the stick of the wind. I sent the lions to my neighbor's backyard, but all the people having dinner inside are very busy with the food today. I told the man to make a stainless steel a very sharp sword to kill my girlfriend on the heart, and I did. At 5 o'clock at that same crowded bus stop, but all the people having dinner inside are very busy with the food till they die. I told the man to sow the seeds of dream in my bedroom floor. The leaves will know their way to reach out the sun, and their roots keep just going down, going down. But all the people having dinner inside, that same old people having dinner inside. But all the people having dinner inside, that same old people having dinner inside. I'm very
Well, as we're wrapping up our episode devoted to light and psychedelia, I thought we should proceed and include the holy grail of Latin psychedelia, one of the key tracks of the genre. And of course, that was Panis et Circenses by the ultimate psychedelic band from Brazil, Os Mutantes. This was actually the re-recorded version of Panis et Circenses that appears on the Technicolor album recorded in 1970. And yes, it's a little bit offbeat. It's a weird track, but I think it captures so well that really relentless experimentation and that playfulness of the whole psychedelic genre. I think the late 60s and the early 70s were a prodigious time for not only Brazil, but Argentina and South America, all over Latin America. So I think that's, you know, with that, our survey of Latin psychedelia became a little more comprehensive with Os Mutantes, as it should be. But I think we should return soon with some more psychedelia, right, Josh?
Yes, and I just want to say that if you like what you've been hearing, especially, you know, it's not easy to find Latin psychedelia on the radio, we hope you'll join us on either Facebook or Twitter. You can find us on Facebook by searching for The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of this show at thelatinalternative.com. Wrapping up things today, Ernesto, please let us know what we're going to be listening to right now.
Well, we're going to go back to Peru, of course, and we're going to listen to the song America, performed in English for you by the Peruvian band Traffic Sound. Hope you like it. Hasta la próxima.
Adios.
Have you seen what can be found? Have you heard of the town sound? No, 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 no.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit97.7.org.